Welcome to the Witches Healing Podcast. This is a show that helps you get back to the basics of your spiritual journey. I am your host, Moonstone Energy, spiritual wellness coach, and entrepreneur. I am here to show you that the way out is within. Now let's get into this episode. Hello, hello, wonderful people. Today, I just wanted to get something off of my chest because, we gotta have a little chit chat. Now, this is kind of a different vibe, but I feel like it needs to be discussed. So I was perusing on Instagram like I normally do occasionally, and I stumbled across a post in the story of the House of Hoodoo. So she was talking about how she was in the process, I guess she was trying to buy a home or something, and the guy that was selling the home, he looked really like down and out. And then, of course, her being a mambo, that energy, I'm pretty sure, compelled him to feel safe. So he decided to tell her all of his business, right? That happens a lot. I don't know if this ever happened to you, but it's happened to me on several occasions. It's just your vibe, right? But anyway, he proceeds to tell her that he's going through a divorce, and he just feels like, man, I was getting ready to retire and this just came out of left field. She never told me that she wanted to do this, yada, yada. She did. And when he was telling her all of this, she just, you know, did a, when he said, I never knew that she was unhappy. And he was like, why you say that? Why you make that gesture or whatever? She was like, sir, she's told you this on several occasions before it even got to this point. You just weren't listening or paying attention. You saw it as nagging. So that is why this is where you are with her current day. Let me tell you something. On a spiritual level, when you are with someone, if you are really connected with this person, you should know when there is something wrong with them, right? And you should know when, you know, their body language, their women, the type of beings that women are, we communicate not just with our aura, but with our body. Our body language changes, our aura and our energy changes. So if there is an issue with like with me, and I am in a relationship with you, my body language is going to tell you before I physically get the fuck up out of there. That's just what it is. I've been thinking about that, and I was just like, man, that is so true. Like women, the type of human being, the brand or the model of human being that women are, if that sounds even sensible, did I word that right? Y'all get what I'm saying. But basically, before we physically leave, we will leave emotionally and we will leave mentally. When we are checked out mentally, like emotionally, we're gone first. Mentally, when a woman mentally leaves, she's out of there. There is no bringing her back. And if she does come back, you will have to be a completely different person, or otherwise there will be no chance in hell that you can ever reconcile with your ex. There is literally no way in fuck. This is just women in general. It doesn't matter if you are straight, Les Dollar Bean, whatever you want to, you know, identify yourself as. Women, I'm just talking about women in general. We leave before, like we leave mentally and emotionally before anything ever even manifests itself in the physical. So I guarantee you, she has said, hey, like she said, hey, like I don't like this. She said it to you when you got off work. She said it to you when y'all was pillow talking. She said it to you when y'all, when she was cooking dinner for you, and that dinner was probably salty because, listen, I don't know about you, but if I got an attitude and I'm cooking, that food gonna be nasty as hell. It's gonna be nasty. When I cook, I have to be in my element. I have to be in my flow. I have to be in my divine feminine when I cook. And that means that I have to listen to music. I listen to music when I cook, because when I listen to music when I cook, I'm in a better mood. My vibe and my energy is aligned, and I'm actually paying attention to what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not burning shit. I'm not putting too much salt. I'm not putting too much nothing. I am literally paying attention, and I am present when I am cooking, and I am in a good mood. Now, she's also told you that when you was in the bathroom, when you was doing all these extra curriculars, she done called you. So yes, she did sit here and tell you, hey, sir, I don't like what you're doing. I'm not happy. I don't like this. And what kills me, what I have seen, because I've known people that have gotten divorced, and we're going through issues and rocky times. And one of the things that happens, like with women, men put out the stops. Like when you first meet them, think of peacocks. Everyone thinks that the peacocks are so majestic and so beautiful, but a lot of people don't know that the peacocks that we know and love are the male peacocks, because they are showy, right? Male peacocks bust out those beautiful feathers just to attract the woman. They do all of this just to court them and to mate with them. They do all of this. They pull out all the stops just to get your attention. And then when they get you, it's like, I got you now. You can't wear that no more. That's a little too spicy. I don't like you wearing that. That's too hot for TV, okay? It got me in the dough, right? Yeah, that little red dress you be wearing, oh yeah, that got me. For sure it got me. But you can't wear that out with other people around, because I own you. I don't want you to see, I don't want nobody else to see what I got. Like, first of all, sir or whoever, sir or ma'am, I got you in this red dress. That does not mean I'm supposed to dumb it down just because I'm, you know, with you. If anything, you should be wanting to show me off, because first of all, I came here with you and I'm leaving with you, right? Like, you should want somebody to look at me and covet me like crazy. Like, come on now, let's be honest here. I am fine as fuck. You should not want to hide something that's fine as fuck. You should show me the fuck off and make them mad, and then take me home. That's how that works. And I never understood the ideology behind when you get in a relationship, you just magically go blind. And it does not make sense to me, because I'm like, listen, I wear glasses. The eyes that I was born with betrayed me. So I had to go get a prescription filled by the eye doctor, the optometrist, you see, to correct my vision in order for me to continue to see 20/20. So that means that I did not go blind. So I'm not about to sit here and not see other people. Meaning, I'm not about to go, if somebody look nice, they look nice. That don't mean I want them. It's an observation. So I feel like when it's the opposite end of it all, how is it that you don't like people aren't blind, sir or madam? Like, are you crazy? Are you blind? You're not blind. You still see her. You still see him. Cut it out. But yeah, like, I just think that this is so ridiculous. And then another thing I noticed is, like, aside from taking out all of these stops just to get the person, they get lazy. One thing that women need is consistency and attention. And freaking, what's the word I want to use? What is the word that I want to use? Effort. Like, you did all of these things when you got me. Why are you stopping? You need to continue. When you come home from work, you should have my favorite books in your hand. You should have gift cards to something. You should have roses to something. And I'm not just saying like, oh, any old book. You have to know what I like. I don't just go to any store and just pick up a random book and go home with it. I want you to show me that you actually listen to me when I speak. Which book do I like? Who's my favorite author? What type of flowers do I like? Am I allergic to these types of flowers? You just can't give someone flowers and say, oh, I gave it to her. No, you have to think. You have to study your partner. And this goes both ways. This is just a man versus woman or woman versus man. It goes both ways. You have to study your partner in order for that relationship to continue to thrive. It will die. It will literally die because we as humans, and I think that this is the most common misconception, when we get older, our desires change. Our thought processes change. We mature. We the things that I used to like when I was 20, granted, some of the things I still do like, hell, I still watch freaking anime. I have to be in a mood for it though, but I still watch anime. Hell, maybe every once in a blue moon, I'll probably watch a SpongeBob episode. I grew up on SpongeBob, okay? But anyway, it has to be a mood, but regardless of anything, we grow up. I don't like the same things that I liked when I was 20. My mindset when I was 19 is not the same that I am. I don't have the same mindset as I did when I was 19. I am 35, okay? I am 35. My mindset is not the same. So you're expecting me to still be the same person that I was when I met you and still want the same things. That's unrealistic. That's not true. That's not my truth. Hell, that's not even your truth. You don't want the same stuff that you wanted when you was 19, 20, 25. Like, you're going to evolve. You're going to want more for yourself. You're going to want bigger goals. Who wants to stay the same? Who literally stays the same? No one. Even if they, as much as they fight it, nothing ever stays the same. And I feel like when people get into these relationships, and regardless of whether they decide to walk down the aisle or not, you get too complacent. You get too comfortable with what it is. It's not going to always be that way. That's just like us thinking when we are in our 30s that our parents are going to be here forever. They're not. Unfortunately, that day is going to come where they're going to leave. You have to prepare yourself. So it goes the same with the relationship. There's going to come a time within the relationship that person is going to want something else. They're going to want something different. They're going to want to be different. You have to be prepared and ready to walk that mile with them, walk that journey with them, and change with them. Go on that dash with your partner. I never understood how it's so hard for people to understand that concept. And then another thing, when you are with someone and you tell them, hey, I don't like this. I'm going to say no to this because this is not what I like. This is not the position that I want to be in. I want to change. I want something new. They get offended. Like, are you even happy with where you are now? It's impossible. You can't be happy with where you are now. You can't. It's okay to be, but it's like after a while, it's like, don't you want something else? Like, once you obtain a goal, and this is just like in business, when you obtain a milestone in your business, it's like, okay, I'm so happy that I achieved this goal. Okay, but what's next? I can't be doing the same thing. I have to evolve. Think of it like this. Blockbuster would have still been around to this day had they not ridiculed Netflix. Netflix was on to something, but Blockbuster wasn't ready. And see what Blockbuster is now. Obsolete. Out of here. Who's going to a store to get a DVD or a VHS tape? Riddle me this. No one. No one is doing that. Hell, I still see DVDs in stores, but baby, it's becoming obsolete. That's why these companies, Paramount, MGM, and all these other companies are making streaming channels to accommodate the new market that has emerged. It's impossible. it's impossible. You cannot stay the same. You have to evolve. You have to continuously evolve. And that's in life, in relationships, and everything, in all aspects. Everything is going to consistently change. It's always going to change. So to that man that lost his wife, sir, I am sorry and not sorry at the same time. You should have did better. Okay. And I'm not saying that, you know, she's perfect. I don't know that woman from anything. But I know this, as a woman, we tell you what's going on before we get to a point. Hell, we give you warning signs. When we communicate a boundary with you or something that we don't like, we are trying to rectify the issue so it doesn't progress into something bigger. But if it goes consistently ignored, that's when it becomes a problem. And when I present that problem to you and you ignore it or you brush it off as me nagging, then I'm going to take it as you don't respect me. You don't value what I have to say. You don't care about me. So I'm going to have to care about myself and love myself a little bit more than you do. And I'm going to have to leave and get the fuck up out of there. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. I'm not about to stay somewhere where I'm not happy, nor will I stay somewhere where I'm not valued. The person that I love and the person that cherishes me is going to value what I say and going to take heed into what I say and listen to what I have to say because I matter to them. How I feel matters. And when you make someone, a woman, feel like she does not matter, she will find someone that puts her on a fucking pedestal and worships the ground that she walks on. She will find someone that will go above and beyond every single day of their life to make her happy. She will find somebody that will do what you ain't gonna do, what you feel like is so hard and it's pulling teeth. Like, she will find somebody and you're gonna be sick because the gag of the entire matter is that person that she found is the person that she should have been with from the jump. That's gonna be the kicker, and that's what's really gonna kick you in your balls. It's really gonna kick you in your balls because she should have been with that person from the rip. You fucked up, sir. You messed up. You messed up, okay? And I'm not saying that men shouldn't be catered to or you're not only going to say men, your woman, whoever you decide to be with. Not saying that your significant other shouldn't be taken care of because I'm going to say it like this. Me personally, whoever loves on me and caters to me, I love on them back and do the same thing. I am very much... Okay, if anybody ever did the love language test before, if you haven't, I highly recommend that you do because it really helps you to understand your love style and how you choose to, well, how you feel, you know, what makes you feel loved by your significant other. It helps you to understand your own love language so that you're communicating with your needs properly. My love language is service. I like for someone to give me things and do things for me. And I, in turn, do the same thing. So you take care of me, I'm going to take care of you. We're going to basically be in a whole match with each other to see who can take care of who the best. Like, it's really going to be that serious because that's how I show my affection. I take care of you, you take care of me. I expect to see roses. I expect to have fucking shit. Come home with a stack of money. Come home with a stack of money. Hell, come home and cook me a dinner. You know how tired I be? Cook me a meal because you know I likes to eat. Okay? I'm always cooking for myself and I'm always posting it on my Instagram. But come home and cook me a meal. Cook me a fucking meal. Cook me some goddamn dessert. Okay? Take care of me. Okay? Like, it doesn't, I promise you, I am the most, in my mind, of course, you know, because some people that have low standards for themselves see that it's too much. But in my eyes, that's like the bare minimum. Like, I expect you to take care of me. And hell, half the time, it don't even require money. And I think that is the most craziest thing. The thing that gets women is the lack of creativity. You don't always have to spend thousands upon thousands of dollars. It's the thought process that counts. It's the fact that you listen to me when I speak and you know what I like and what I don't like. If you want a woman to really be all for you and you want to have her mind, and this is Pimpology 101. If you want that woman to have, you want to have that woman's mind, you supposed to know what the fuck she want before she even say that shit. That's what a real G do. If you want to get technical, you supposed to know what the fuck I want before I even open my mouth to ask for it. And that ain't even got to do with money. If you know what I want and you studying me like you supposed to be studying me, you already know I want some goddamn books. I want some fucking food. I want you to cook me some food. I want you to rub my feet. I want you to give me a massage. Okay. I want you to plan this date for me. I've been wanting to go to this one place for so long. I want you to book us a reservation. Just tell me, hey, I'm on my way home. We about to go out, put on something cute, and we about to dip. Like, I want you to tell me these things. And I promise you, she will go the extra mile for you no matter what. If you keep that consistency going, it does not take much. And I understand that people go to work and they get tired. And I get that. But it's not always about going out. It's intimacy too. Intimacy is not sex. And I think a lot of women, unfortunately, haven't had the chance to experience what it means to be intimate with a partner. It means to, like I said, rub on my feet, hold me, you know, just be looking in my eyes and just staring at me for no fucking reason so I can ask you why the fuck you staring at me like that. That's intimacy. Like, hold my hand, rub my arms, play with my hair. I promise you I'll go to sleep. Rub my hair, rub my butt. You know, it doesn't have to lead to sex, but rub my butt for a change. Like, that type of thing is going to build that bond that you desire with your partner. It's going to make the relationship so much more deeper, and it'll elevate the both of you on a spiritual level. The both of you will be, you know, one, like literally, you know how connected you'd be with someone that you are able to be vulnerable with, be intimate with? Like, you will be just all about each other. And I feel like with this current climate and state of being that the dating pool is, the current state that the dating pool is in is horrible. These men with these podcasts and these microphones is killing y'all. These men with these microphones is killing y'all. Y'all are out the game. These men got y'all thinking that y'all supposed to be this guy with all his money and these cars, looking a certain type of way, attracting women, but dogging them out. And I understand there are women out here that just want your money. Abso-fucking-lutely. I understand that. Get their head, get their bread, and leave. But for those that aren't, hell, I'm not knocking that shit, baby, get your money. But what I'm saying is they got these men thinking that this is how you're supposed to treat a woman in order to get her to do whatever you want. Like, a real woman is not going to accept that. Not by a long shot. I guarantee you that. And they want to call men simps and this and that. Listen, these simps is up 1,000 points. Y'all sitting at zero. I promise you, you are. These men, these simps that y'all call them, they getting all the women that y'all feel like is too high maintenance for y'all because they want more for themselves and you can't even give nothing. You can't give absolute nothing. I never understood how people can justify being in a relationship with someone that only gives them bare minimum, gives them 20%. I want you to give me 100% because I'm going to give you 100%. I don't do halves. We have to be balanced. We have to be equal. Meaning if I go above and beyond, I want you to go above and beyond too. There is no in between. That's why you see people so unhappy in relationships and all these other stuff, because neither party is giving each other what they want, and neither party is willing to do what it takes to give the partner what they want. And I understand sometimes they just can't. They literally just can't because of one reason or another. And that's okay. Sometimes you're not supposed to be with somebody, and that's fine. You can love someone to the bottom of your heart and still not be the person that you need to be with. It's very well possible. Absolutely. But I just feel like they have it misunderstood. Like, if I'm giving my all, I expect you to give your all too. Resentment is a thing. Have you ever resented someone before? It is the most ickiest, most cantankerous feeling that you could possibly have. You literally despise this person. You just, every time you look at them, you just think, ugh, I don't like your ass. It turns into hatred. It turns into anger. To resent someone, it can turn very evil very quickly if it goes unchecked. And listen, I'm saying all of this and I'm talking about romantic relationships, but that goes for friendships too. You in a relationship with your friend, whether you want to think of it that way or not, whether you're gay or straight, you are in a relationship with your friend. Your friendships with these women, these men, whoever you call friend, is a relationship. Y'all both need to be catered to. Y'all both need to meet each other halfway and do things for each other and help each other out and love on each other. I remember when I was in relationships with women that didn't think much of themselves, so they didn't think much of me either. So it was constantly a situation where I'm being talked about, they're being talked about. It was just petty and stupid and dumb arguments about dumb things and words that went unsaid because, you know, you didn't want to bring it back up. But it's like, it's still a problem because I'm still seeing the same things. And the issues that went on to be, you know, open, not addressed, became resentment. And then resentment turned into hatred, and then it just turned into separation. You have to love on your friends and meet your friends halfway too. I hate the type of friends that sit here and go man crazy or girl crazy and leave you in the middle of the mall. Y'all sat here and planned a whole freaking day, but as soon as they little boo thing call them, they was like, all right, girl, I gotta go. We just got here. Now I gotta go. Like, they dickmatized or coochie-matized. Like, are you serious? Like, you really finna leave me? Cause your significant other just said, like, you can't do that to your friend. I don't care what, I mean, it sounds funny, but think of being the person on the other side of that. That's not okay. That is not okay by a long shot. That is putting peen or vagina above your friend. And I thought it was bros before. You can't do that to your friend. You cannot do that to your bestie. Like, that's just so wrong. That is so wrong. Besties over testies. You cannot do that to your friend. You also need to be emotionally supportive. And like I said, this isn't just about, you know, your relationship with your significant other romantically. I'm talking about your platonic friendships, your relationships with your friends, the people that you call your tribe. You have to be there for them emotionally, present, even if you are miles away from them. And I get it. We all going through shit. Every once in a while, you know, you got to deal with your own stuff before you can even be able to help somebody else. I've been there. But at some point, you got to pick up that phone and send a text message. Hey, how you doing? Pick up that phone and call them. Hey, how you doing? How your baby's doing? How your kids doing? How your husband doing? How's your family doing? Call them. Check on them. Life be life and like a mug. I promise you it does. But it's nothing like a circle of women that love and support you. Hell, your circle could be a damn two lines, two straight lines, or even a triangle. You don't have to have a big old bunch of friends. Less is more. It's plenty of you. Okay? You don't have to have a big group of friends. I mean, it's nice. I mean, who wouldn't want to have that? You remember, if y'all remember the show Girlfriends, who remembers Girlfriends? Who didn't want to have a Joan Clayton? Who didn't want to have a Maya Wilkes? We all wanted to have a group of girlfriends. A group that we could go on trips with and shit. We all wanted that. That was like, that was Black excellence. I love that damn TV show. But anyway, I feel like we all want that. But sometimes that circle is being built, but at a different time stamp. You have to be a different person in order to be able to manage that new circle of people that you are trying to draw near you. So if during this portal, because like I said on Instagram, this portal is from August, this Lionsgate portal is open from August 8th until the 12th, which is a Saturday. So if you're trying to manifest something, bring some money in, bring in some new customers, clients, attraction spells of any sort, friendships, relationships, this is the time to do it. This is like you jumping timelines, okay? This is what this is. So you want to think big, bitch. You want to think big. You don't want to think small. You want to think big, okay? You want to say it with your chest, your whole chest. This is what I want, okay? You want to say, I am in a loving, stable relationship with both my significant other and my best friend. We love on each other. We respect each other. We take care of each other. Our relationship is balanced and it is equal. We reciprocate with each other. My romantic partner is in love with me. They take care of me. They know what I want before I even say it. They always bring me flowers. They always cooking for me. I have to cook for them sometimes, but they don't want me to because they want to cook for me. They want to be in service of me. They want to take care of me. And I love them for that. And I give them the same in return. Like, that's the type of working that you need to be doing. So if you are currently going through a rough patch with your significant other or your bestie, light a candle for your relationships. If you want something romantic, get a red one. If you want something more platonic, like not in your relationships with, you know, your friendships, you know, relationships isn't always romantic or friendships. It could be like business relationships. Get you a pink candle. Light that motherfucker. Put them intentions in that sucker. Write that petition and burn it. Write it and burn it. Let it go. Claim what is yours. And watch what happens between now and 6 months from now. See what happens. Now, when you ask for things, and I've said this many a time, you have to be able to be in a position to accept it, because the words that you speak out of your mouth shall not return unto you void. So you need to remember that whatever it is you're asking for, if what you got going on right now does not fit the description, you're going to start seeing people and things fall away from you. And that's going to be a part of the manifesting process. You think nothing's going on, but it's happening right now. As soon as you said it, it's going on. If y'all ever listen to that, what is it? Alex Isley song, Now, which I really recommend that y'all listen to that song. It's only like a minute and 23 seconds or something. But that song is so deep. It is so deep. It's like speaking on how we want things so much. But we're like, dang, like, when is it coming? Like, what is my time gonna come? baby, it's happening right now. It's happening right now. As soon as you lit that paper and you sealed that sucker with wax, it began at that very moment. That's when it started to happen. Now, I don't know about you, but the things that I say and pray over my life and my being comes into fruition. The things that I say and do come into fruition because of the energy that I put behind it. So if I'm able to match the energy I put into my work, it's going to show and prove. It's always going to show and prove. So if you believe in your magic or not, that is something that you have to take up with your higher power. Why do you feel like you don't have no power, baby? Why? You got it. You got it. You just have to step into your own power. I'm telling you right now, you got to step into it. But anything I say, I manifest. So I'm very careful about the things that I say. So I just shut up. I shuts up half the time. But the other times, I actually speak blessings into existence. I focus more so on manifesting a life that is going to bring me peace and happiness. Money can only get you so far. We all need money. Who don't want money? But what money cannot buy is peace to a degree. And when I say peace, I mean no drama. No drama, like you are in a space of zen damn near 24 hours a day. Like you ain't got, you like literally on easy street. The only way you're going to do that is if you get you a solid ass friend circle, a solid ass relationship, and get the hell away from the United States. Get the hell away from people. I tell you one thing. I don't want no neighbors. I don't like nosy neighbors. I don't want none. If I could live on a secluded, in a secluded area with don't know how many acres of land, and you got to drive to get to the front door, like a long ass drive to get to the front door, I want that. I don't want nobody around me. People sometimes just bring drama with them, and I'd prefer to stay out of it. And people that usually stay out of the mix are the ones that they be trying to get into the mix, which is so crazy to me. It's like people match your crazy ass energy. Why you want my quiet ass all up in y'all shit? What's wrong with y'all? Yeah, but anyway, thank you so much for listening. I had to get that off my chest because I was like, oh my God. I had to, because that was a word. That was a word. That was a message. So thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you are following me on my social platforms. Make sure that you go grab the sacred grimoire of Conjure that is available right now. The link and everything to the shop and whatever else will be in the listen notes. So make sure that you are looking at those. And if you have any questions, feel free to message me here on Anchor. Or on Spotify, which you should be listening. And share this with a friend. Shit. You know, somebody might need to hear this. Share this. Stop being stingy and share it, okay? Like and share. Add and subscribe, you know. Do your thing. But I'll talk to you later. Bye. The next time you hear from me, let's say the next episode, you'll be one step closer to your highest self, one step closer to stepping into your divine energy and in complete flow. And so it is. Ache.